gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats, and Vitacraft is 100% the way to go. A five-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, or you can get it in your pet stores. Life Boost Coffee, we're drinking it every Saturday here on the show, a cup of low-acid coffee, the lowest in the world, and it uses sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife. You can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. And that's for all Talkin' Pets listeners. Don't forget, I'm going to Colette with Colette Tours. We're going to be in Costa Rica, and that's October 6th for 9 days. If you book now, you can save $100 per person. Just give them a call at 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1299-885. And while you're at it, too, with Good Pets Foods, you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo code box at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets. And pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call. And let's talk about your pets. We're going to be having a special guest join us. We're going to be talking with Cynthia Chomos. She's passionate about design, nature, and cats. Since founding Catio Spaces in 2014, she builds custom catios and offers downloadable DIY catio plans to assist cat parents in solving their indoor-outdoor dilemmas. Cynthia's catio creations are featured in Martha Stewart and Better Homes and Garden, and she recently received the National Friend to Felines Award from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Cynthia lives in Seattle with her beloved tabby Serena, her chief feline officer and quality assurance expert, where they enjoy birdwatching and bonding in their backyard catios. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. I want to welcome onto the program right now the founder and the big cheese there at Catio Spaces, Miss Cynthia Chomos. Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and what a great day to talk to you. It's National Catio Day.
Yeah, you can't get any better than that, can you?
You got it.
So I have so many questions, but I want to introduce you, of course, to Jilly and also to Lexi here in the studio.
Hello, Cynthia.
Hi there.
And, of course, all of America that's tuned in. But I want to ask you a couple of questions right off the bat. Well, first, I want to give you praise because I love your catios. Matter of fact, we put a video at our website, talkinpets.com, of one of your catios that was built, and it was in the boating area. Are you familiar with that one that I'm talking about?
Yes. The one on Lake Union.
Yeah, I mean, I actually went on to YouTube, and you can find, like, many of your videos on the catios that people have done, and they're absolutely amazing. And I was going back on back and forth on which one to put on our website. But the thing that caught me on this one was the two kitties that had issues with walking.
Yes, they have a condition called cerebellar hypoplasia, which is an inner ear. It's a mobility. They fall a lot. They lose their balance. And so, you know, every patio that we design is custom to the cats. And with mobility issues, one of the things you know you probably noticed in the video is there's a lot of ramps with railings and a lot of textural changes where, you know, if they do fall, we've got soft landings. So that was key for that particular cat situation. And of course, it was kind of interesting that, you know, these cats were on a houseboat on a lake that's moving as well. So even more reinforcement was needed. And that client, by the way, has since moved off the houseboat. She's on land, and she took the catio with her.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
So they're mobile. You just kind of take them apart, you know, a little bit, and then, you know, take them where you go. I have kind of like, I always wanted a catio, mainly because I've got three rescue cats, but I have my own huge catio behind my house, which is attached to my house, which is a pool cage. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they go, they love going out there. So that's their favorite time. Although right now I'm having some issues with it because we have those hurricanes here, and Julie knows what I'm talking about with still after effects of that. But
7 months we're going into, I'm still having issues.
So I got to ask you, when we talk about catios, for the average person that may not know what a catio is, can you let them know?
Yes. So a catio is an outdoor cat enclosure. Traditionally, they've been wire, I don't like the word cages, but they've been wire structures. And catios have evolved from that in that they can be made with wood framing, and of course they would still have wire, but they allow fresh air. They can be attached to a house, and there's different types like window boxes and tall and narrow ones or larger ones that allow a cat to come outside and enjoy the outdoors safely. And my mission is to protect cats, to also protect birds and wildlife, because cat predation is a serious issue for songbirds in our communities.
Right. 100%.
And also, yeah, and also to provide, you know, peace of mind for cat parents. So catios can be a great solution to the indoor-outdoor dilemma. Certainly it's safe to keep your cat indoors, but there's also a lack of their, you know, primal environment, which is to have fresh air and be outside where they're experiencing the sights, the sounds, and the stimulation of the outdoors.
You know,
so it's a great solution.
That's the one thing that I like about them is, like, it protects the cat itself, like you said, and it protects it from any predators getting in at the cats. So you feel safe. I know what it's like for me when they go out to my pool area. I still have to, I sit in my office, which I see the pool, so I keep an eye on that. But although my cats, while I was sitting here, fell in twice, but they pulled themselves out and swam out. I was amazed. But other than that, they love to be out there because we have a lot of lizards down here in Florida where we do the show. And so they're always chasing lizards, which they don't eat them, but they love to play with them. And I'm not, they go from my catio right directly into the house with them, which drives me crazy because then I'm always chasing lizards myself.
Oh my God. You're getting some gifts. They're gifting you, but not the kind of like to receive, right?
100%. You know, I got to ask you, are you running a contest right now on your website or something, I believe, that somebody can win a catio?
Yes, actually, it's a free giveaway. On my website, there's a banner at the top, and we'll be giving away 15 DIY do-it-yourself catio plans. The winners can choose whichever plan they want. And all you have to do is sign up, and the giveaway will be done on March 31st. March 31st is the end to enter.
Okay, so they have to do it right away, basically, or else they're going to miss that point. And again, they can go onto your website?
Yes, and the banner at the top, it says, win a free DIY catio plan, because we want cat parents to consider, giving the outdoor enrichment for their cats.
I highly recommend it. It's security for your cats, and it's security and state of mind for yourself. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back. We're speaking with Cynthia Chomos. Am I saying your last name right, Cynthia?
You absolutely are. Yes, thank you.
Good. I was right on that one then. Okay, so Cynthia Chomos, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about the catios, and don't forget, go to the website, and at the top there, you can actually possibly win one, so check it out. Once again, Catio Spaces, and this is Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. If you've got a question for Cynthia, call us now. This is Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Ugh. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
On March 3rd, a pit bull was dragged behind a moving vehicle in South Windsor, Connecticut. According to sources, Trey S. Patriz, 20, was driving his car with the dog tethered to it. Patriz claims he forgot the dog was tethered to the vehicle, but witnesses say they had to literally cut off Patriz's vehicle to make him stop. The dog, known as Crone, was taken to a veterinary hospital with severe road rash to his paws and stomach area. Though badly injured, he is expected to survive. Police arrested Patriz not long after the dog was taken to the veterinarian for care. Crone belongs to Brianna Jones, who has hired the self-proclaimed dog trainer after becoming worried that her dog was lacking mental stimulation. Jones thought Patriz was legitimate, and she regrets leaving her pet in his care. She tells the Stamford Advocate, "It was devastating, and I was so confused. I had a conversation with Trey. I told him that I knew Crone was very energetic and playful, and if he ever became too much, to bring him back home." Patriz is free on bond. He is due in State Superior Court in Manchester at 10 a.m. on April 24th. Crone is still recovering from his injuries. Over $3,000 has been raised for the dog's veterinary expenses at a fundraiser. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Stupid people everywhere, stupid people got stupid hair, stupid people they don't care, cause they're stupid, 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 stupid people like stupid things, stupid people wear stupid rings, stupid people don't know anything, cause they're stupid, 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 stupid people, whoa, stupid people. Talk stupidly. Stupid people got stupid fleas. Stupid people, I like a disease. Cause they're stupid, 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 stupid.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. There are stupid people everywhere.
Lord, that story just broke my heart.
Yep. And you know, I just can't believe that actually happened, that he forgot, in quotes.
No.
But, you know, I don't know. People are people these days. So we're speaking with Cynthia Chomos, and we're talking about her company, and it is Catio Spaces. So what are your catios made of? I know they're like wire and all, but are there choices, Cynthia, that people can use, or is it strictly kind of one, two material?
So the DIY catio plans are actually instructions. And so it's a PDF download, and then there's a list of materials that can be purchased at, you know, a home improvement store or your local lumber store. So typically, the materials would cover 2x2 or 2x4 wood members, whether it's cedar or Douglas fir that you could select. It's kind of up to the cat owner how they want to build it. But I do recommend 14 to 16 gauge welded wire that's rust proof. You want something that's super secure, that is predator proof and escape proof. And then, you know, the flooring could be decking or grass, or it could be part garden and part grass. It's really up to the cat parent where they're locating, or maybe it's on a deck or a patio. So the most important thing is that the structure be escape-proof and dig-proof.
You know, I did see one of your structures. Like I said, I was on YouTube looking at several of them, and one, like, was the coolest thing. And being a cat daddy, I love my cats, and I love, you know, the designs that you do at Catio. One of them, like, went, it was like a, almost like a tunnel system, but it was made of, like you were saying, the wire and everything, going all the way around the back of the house. Like, they had a main area, but they were able to go, like, all, like, from one point A to point B, and point B may have been on the way over on the other side of the house. But it was so cool the way it was put together.
That's a colorful Catio menagerie, and my client is very eclectic, and she lived in a purple house, and so she wanted very colorful catios. And we started off with one. She had four cats, and we ended up building four catios, so they all had their own unique catio. And then we ended up building 180 feet of elevated catwalk tunnels that join one catio to the other, and the cats can completely circumnavigate the house. It was one of the funnest projects I've ever done.
It was fascinating. I mean, absolutely fascinating. And, you know, matter of fact, my cat just jumped up on my lap. She's always got to have the attention when I'm talking. And she knows we're talking about cats. So she's like, you're talking about me. I know you are. So she had to jump up here on me. So is the price range of these like from minimal to more, depending on what you want to do? Like for the catio, I would imagine, it, you know, that's how it kind of ranks.
Right. The plans themselves run from $24.95 to $69.95, and they're very thorough. It'll guide you through, you know, materialist, toolist, step-by-step instructions and diagrams for a successful project. As far as the cost, it's relative to the size. If you're building a small window box, you know, your materials might be, you know, $300 to $500, depending on what type of wood and how large it is. But pricing for the materials can range, actually the window box would probably be less than that, but anywhere from, like, I would say $200 to maybe $1,500 in materials, depending again how large it is and what type of roofing material you're using.
It's absolutely it's amazing, though, because I know how much people love their cats, and I know what I do for mine. And I can imagine that's pretty reasonable, considering if you see some of these catios, and I highly recommend going to your website, because a lot of people can check it out there. And of course it's catiospaces.com. And I do, you have a beautiful website, by the way. And it does show a lot of different catios and everything, which I really enjoyed. But then also, of course, enter to win a DIY catio plan with, your spring giveaway, which is ending on March 31st, so everybody needs to go to catiospaces.com, because I highly recommend this. But I want to ask you, they don't have to be attached to the house, right? You can have a freestanding one?
You can have a freestanding one, and it's ideal to have a cat door that somehow connects to that catio. So if it is a freestanding, you could have a cat tunnel that goes from the window or whatever, wherever the cat door is, directly out to that catio, because I don't like to risk my cat jumping from my arms and escaping. And the cat door access also gives the cat the freedom to go out whenever they want. So that's a benefit versus having to carry your cat out at certain times and then go and collect them. But yeah, you can have freestanding catios. There's so many different ways you can build them.
Well, we're speaking with Cynthia Chomos. By the way, don't forget, check out our website, catiospaces.com. We come back. Got a couple more questions for you, Cynthia, so don't go away. I'm a cat daddy, so I, you know, like I said, I got to talk cats with you. But and I want to find out if you have, besides catios, do you have doggios or anything like that? But don't answer now. We'll find out. You probably don't, but I'm just curious. So we'll be right back with Cynthia Chomos. And again, check it out at catiospaces.com, the website, and you can register to win. But again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. radio, and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code RADIO4. Again, that's promo code RADIO4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Ownership has surged in recent years, shaping consumer behavior across multiple industries, including hospitality. Insights from YouGov profiles provide a detailed look at pet ownership trends in the U.S. and how they impact travel and lodging decisions. The survey indicates that 44% of Americans own a dog, making it the most popular pet. A third at 34% report having a cat, while 12% own other pet types. One major challenge for pet owners is the rising cost of pet care. More than half of the responders agree that it costs too much to take care of pets these days, reflecting concerns over the increasing prices of pet food, veterinary services, and other expenses. While some pet owners integrate their animals into nearly every aspect of their life, others take a more selective approach. The survey finds that 42% of pet owners agree with the statement, "I take my pets everywhere that I can," while 46% disagree. For pet owners who prioritize bringing their animals along, Holiday Inn Express emerges as the most considered accommodation if it's their stays. Marriott follows closely along with Holiday Inn and the Hilton. Mid-range hotel chains remain particularly popular with Hampton Inn and Courtyard by Marriott, ranking high among pet owner travelers. Additionally, Airbnb emerges as a preferred alternative, likely its flexible pet policies and home-like accommodations. Rounding out the top 10 are Comfort Inn, Sheraton, and Best Western, suggesting that many travelers still lean towards traditional hotel brands when bringing pets along. The general population's mid-hotel considerations show slight variations in comparison to people who travel with pets. Marriott tops the list among all U.S. adults considering it for their stays, followed closely by Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express. Courtyard by Marriott and Hampton Inn maintain similar appeal among the broader population. Around a quarter of Americans would consider Best Western, an Airbnb, Comfort Inn, and Hilton Garden Inn to complete the list. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. The day he came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Actually, it's the cats in the catios. That's actually what it is. We're speaking with Cynthia Chomos. She is the owner of Catio Spaces. You can check it out at catiospaces.com. Please do, because they're amazing. And I got more questions for you, Cynthia. I wanted to know, actually, so you said that the cats access through like a catio door. And if it's connected to your house, how do you connect that part to the house? Is it through like a window, or how does that happen?
Great question. There are cat door inserts for slider windows or sash windows that open up. And they are a combination of metal, glass, and a door flap. So they're removable, but you just basically open up your slider window and it has compression. You just pop this in, close the window, and that allows the cat to go through the cat flap and then directly into a three-sided catio that's attached to the house, or into a tunnel that would lead out to a catio that's further away from the house. You can also install cat doors in a wall or in a door. Like a wood door or a sliding patio door if it's opening, as I say, into some sort of catio so that the cats don't escape. And it's a great way to keep the cold air out and also keep bugs from getting into the home.
So all the ones that I looked at on your site and all and on YouTube, I love the catios. But some people will be like, how will they complement or not complement the house? So how do you go around that with some people that are like, I don't know if I want it here or there? How do you like solve that issue?
So there's the issue of aesthetics, and my background and why I got into this in the first place was I love cats, but I love design too. And you can actually paint the wood of the catio to blend in with your home. So it can look like a little sunroom or an extension of the home, or you can actually, if it's a focal point of the garden, like in the case of mine on my homepage of the website, I've got a black gabled roof catio structure out in my yard, and it's really a focal point, and it's beautiful to look at. So they don't have to be unsightly, and you can adapt how big or small they are, and you can also match, you know, the roof lines, you know, depending on the style, the architectural style of the house. So they can be attractive and be a nice complement to a cat and wildlife-friendly home.
So can you give the audience across America right now, like, some do's or don'ts, like some issues that they might come up with that you have answered to ahead of time?
Sure. I think if you're considering a catio, the first thing is, you know, where are you going to locate it? Where do you have a place that you could easily put in a cat door, because the cat access and the location have to work together. And then also, you know, the issue of aesthetics, but the size, you know, how big do you want it? And a lot of people think they have to do this big structure, but you can actually do like a 3 foot deep by 8 feet long and go up 7 or 8 feet, and cats love vertical space. So there's lots of ways the cat can move within a smaller structure. So it's relative, you know, how big is the house, and, you know, keeping things in balance and harmony is good. And also to think about, cats love sun. They're always pressed with their nose up against a window. They want the warmth of that sun on their fur. So one of the things I always tell people is, do not put a solid, you know, sun-blocking roof on the catio. They might as well be in the house, although they will have fresh air if they're in the catio. But allow the sun to shine in. So a sunny location or one that has sun part shade is ideal. And also then you'll want to, especially if you're in Florida or sunny locations, you can, on the interior of the catio, bring in some sailcloth or canvas to create shade areas, or even have a bench that the cats can lay under. Those are ways to work with the sun-shade balance. And of course, you can decorate them you know, bring in rugs and seating and cat toys and enrichment, you know, bring in a cat scratch. And they're just a lot of fun. They're kind of, I like to say, you know, they could be a she shed or a man cave for your you and your cat.
I absolutely love them. I mean, I think they're the best. So I got to say, you know, hats off to you for having catio spaces, because they are really cool. And if you're a cat parent and you own a house like this and all, and you want to have that for them, I highly recommend getting it done. So are there like DIY catio plans that are available like to purchase on your site on catiospaces.com?
Yes, I have a variety of plans. Various sizes, designs. I actually have tunnel, cat tunnel plans. And that one thing that's great about the tunnels is they can be attached to a fence. They can be stacked, and it gives, you know, a lot of territory in a very narrow space for cats to explore. But I've got them on my website. I've even got spiral cat staircases for indoors and out, and litter boxes, because having an outdoor litter box in a catio can help eliminate indoor odors. And the cats don't have to leave the fun of their catio to do their business.
You know, it's funny because I, before we went out to the break, I joked about a doggio spaces, you know, if you had one of those. But I would imagine, like, with these catio spaces, they're so cool that you could probably put, like, a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian or something like that in them. Can you?
Absolutely. I've done timeshare catios where the cats have time in the catio. My client actually fostered a dog, and they didn't have a fence backyard. They would take him on walks, but they would let him into the catio. And they had a snake that wanted sunshine. So time was split between the cat, the dog, and the snake.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm sure catios.
I think Jilly, did you have a question for Cynthia?
Well, no, you've pretty much answered everything like that. But when you talk, I would like to say that I think these are excellent for where I live. I am up here on the top of a mountain in Tennessee, and all my friends around me who do have cats, they're either completely inside, you know, or the ones that are out in the barns. Like, I have some friends that rescue cats, and during the winter they have to be in the barn, and this is an excellent thing for them to have a way for the cats to get outside but be protected, because we've got mountain lions, we've got bears, we have coyotes, we have wolves, we have foxes, we have everything, and they are predators on the cats.
Absolutely.
So it makes it very, you know, very dangerous. So that's a great, I just love this idea. I can't wait to share it with all my friends.
Right, and you know what? All it takes is one major vet bill. Or the, you know, the fear of losing your cat, but
right,
you know, if you invest in a catio, you can save on vet bills and all the other issues that can go on. Because I know in Seattle we've got lots of urban coyotes, and you know, on our community forums, there's always lost cat, missing cat, found cat, coyotes beware. You know, it's a community issue, right? Nobody wants to find someone else's cat.
Right, and we, you know, it's also they are prey to large, you know, birds as well. Eagles, you know, hawks,
you know,
everything, you know, small dogs as well are prey to that. So
I think the bottom,
it's an,
I think,
all around great invention. I just love it.
I think the bottom line on that is just, it is great security for your cats, but I know for myself it's peace of mind knowing that I can open up my door and let my cats out. And I don't have to worry about something like Julie saying, like an eagle, and we have them here, flying down on one and grabbing them. I worry about that with my chickens. I don't want to worry about that with my cats. So, Cynthia, as we end here, I wanted to say thank you so much for coming on with us and informing us on catio spaces. And also, again, can you tell the listeners again how they can go onto your website and apply, actually possibly win a catio?
Yes. So you'll go to catiospaces.com. That's spaces with an S.com. And at the top banner, you'll see win a DIY catio plan. And you can also peruse the DIY catio plans if you want to build one yourself. And I have a 10% discount on DIY plans through tomorrow, Sunday. And it's Catio Day 10 in honor of National Catio Day.
Catio Day 10, which is today. So ironically, Cynthia's on the show with us. Cynthia, I love you, and thank you for inventing Catios.
All right.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia. So nice having a conversation with you.
So once again, that is Cynthia Chomos. Check it out, catiospaces.com. We'll be right back.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
On the night of March 3rd, a dog enjoying a walk with his owner was stabbed in the head by 20-year-old Dominic Kinnell. As reported by WKYT News, the dog survived the stabbing but had to receive treatment at an emergency veterinary clinic. According to Lex 18, the laceration in the dog's head required multiple staples. Kinnell allegedly told the dog's owner that he attacked the dog because he was having a really bad day. Kinnell's bad day secured him a charge of animal torture. He also faces additional charges, including terroristic threatening, criminal mischief, and resisting arrest. Kinnell was taken to the Fayette County Detention Center. He is scheduled for arraignment on March 12th. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I'm a walking dog, and I'm never blue. I'm a walking dog, I ain't thinking about you. I don't need no one to tie me down. I'm just a walking dog, and it paint in the town.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401. We were just talking with Cynthia Chomos. She's the founder, the operator, the big cheese there at CatioSpaces.com. And again, you can go to CatioSpaces.com, and you'll see it right on the homepage there where you can apply or click on the button, and you could possibly win a catio. And that is up until the end of March. So check it out there and apply, because it's awesome. You will love the catio spaces.
My dad built one for his cats. Goes out of their bathroom window.
You know what's weird? Because it's kind of like my chicken coop. The same thing.
It's essentially, yeah, I think he used chicken wire on his catio.
And it's so cool because of the fact that, you know, your cats can go outside. You can leave them out there all day, put a litter box out there. And I know they'll enjoy it, because I know when my cats go out to my pool area, which is all caged, they love everything that's around there. Butterflies and lizards and the birds going by. A squirrel that, like, taunts them on the fence.
Yeah. It's nice for them, because my dad had, like, he got married and he brought his four cats with him when he got married. And she had a cat, but his three cats, at least, were outdoor, indoor cats. So they went outside in the neighborhood that he lived in, but the neighborhood that he moved to. Not that it was safe in the other neighborhood either, but it's even less safe where he moved to now. So it's nice because they are used to going outside and they don't have, like, a screened-in patio like a lot of people do.
So I wanted to say, actually, don't forget, you can, if you can't hear us on a radio station in your city, you can actually tune in to TalkinPets.com and hit the Listen Live button. You could tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and it'll pick up the show when we're live. And also, you can listen to Facebook Live, and that is at Talkin' Pets Radio during showtime. And so join us. And by the way, again, you definitely want to check out the CatioSpaces.com, because it's really cool. And please, 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 if you want to join us in tropical Costa Rica, I will be there October 6th through the 14th of this year And if you book now, you can get $100 off per person. And I'll tell you, the price on this is great because of the fact that it's like you're going on a cruise. It's like everything is included. All of your journeys, all of your hotels, all of your transportation, most of your meals, except for maybe two. And just everything is included in the package. And you get to see all the different animals and everything out there. You could check it out at talkingpets.com. Or, you know, I recommend call Colette, 800-581-8942. And the booking number for my trip is 1299-885. And you can join me in Costa Rica in October. You know, we didn't get a chance because we were talking with Cynthia to do a contest this hour, which I usually fit in there somewhere. That's but right. What I'm going to do instead, I am going to send out, if somebody, since we were talking about cats, if two people want to call, and don't just assume somebody else is going to call, if you've never won Vitacraft and Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks, I recommend calling now and speak with Cynthia, our producer there at the network, and just give her your address, and we will send you out Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks for your cats, Cat Treats by Vitacraft. So do it now, 818-818-6401. Like I said, you don't have to even come on air. 818-818-6401, and we're going to toss over to you from Vitacraft the Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks, either one that you like. And the Lick and Lap is like pouches of a creamy paste that you squeeze out for your cats. I'm sure you might have seen some of the commercials I did. They go crazy. Oh, my God, yeah. My one friend George won some on the show, and he lives in Tampa, and he is constantly like, where can I find them? Where can I get them? I need more. And he's got a Maine Coon. That is such a beautiful cat.
That's my favorite cat.
Oh, my God, it's so gorgeous. I told George I want to do a commercial with it one day because it's the colors in this cat. It's like black, gray, silver. Like the ear tips and everything are all pointed with the little hair on them at the ends and everything. Top. Oh, it's so gorgeous. And but he's in love with Vitacraft.
They're very big. Big cats.
Well, call 818-818-6401 and you can win some Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks for your cats. And don't forget to check out catiospaces.com and you could possibly win a catio. But we want to talk to you always. And don't forget, you can check out our website at talkinpets.com. There's never a G in talking. So all is doing okay as we close out this hour. Jilly, you're doing all right?
I am surviving. I'm almost back to normal. As we spoke earlier, that, you know, that horrible witch, Helene, has just trashed my world up here. But I only have one more project left for the insurance to finish, which is my roof. But yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah, no, Helene was horrible for everybody. I'm still dealing with things, too, because of it. Climate change, Mother Nature's getting more terrifying. And, you know, there's still storms going across the country, and people are dealing with tornadoes and everything else. So
we got a big one coming tonight and tomorrow. So and I'm praying that I don't get another tree on my house.
Make sure you keep your pets safe. If they are outside for any reason, bring them in. And make sure if you have to put them in a crate inside the house, make sure, because if a tornado's in the area or bad weather or something or a tree falls on your house, like Jilly's, then you know where your animals are at. So we got to say goodbye for now. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. We're done with this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jillian Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Bye, y'all.
That's seen the light. I'm a walking the dog all the day and all night.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.